And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. Across the state, thousands of dogs, cats, and even rabbits waiting in shelters are about to get a major boost. Michigan officials have announced a $150,000 investment aimed at improving care, increasing adoptions, and tackling the root causes of pet homelessness. The funding distributed to 24 animal shelters from the Upper Peninsula all the way down to Metro Detroit will power a wide range of efforts, from spay and neuter programs to vaccinations, microchipping, and even expanded shelter space. And here's the twist. This isn't coming from a new tax or major legislation. It's funded by everyday Michiganders who have checked a small box on their state tax returns, choosing to support the Animal Welfare Fund. State leaders say that simple act is making a huge difference. The majority of this year's funding, more than 85%, will go towards spay and neuter services, a critical step in preventing overcrowded shelters in the first place. Since the program began in 2010, more than $2 million has been funneled into animal shelters statewide, helping give thousands of pets a second chance at finding a home. For shelters already stretched thin, this latest round of funding could mean more wagging tails, more purring companions, and more happy endings for animals still waiting for their forever homes and families. You can always go to our website. There is a list of different foundations that have received money from this grant if you would like to know where the money has gone. And in Tuscola County, a tense morning occurred at Millington Community Schools, and it ended with relief after what authorities now confirm was a false emergency call, part of a dangerous trend known as swatting. Police say the incident began just before 11 a.m. when a bomb threat was phoned into a district building. Within minutes, officers from the Millington Police Department and the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department had rushed to the scene, locking down the school as a precaution with a full-scale search underway. Students and staff remained secured inside as law enforcement combed the buildings. A specially trained bomb detection canine was also brought in to assist, and after an extensive sweep, officials found no explosives, no suspicious items, and no sign of immediate danger. Investigators now believe the threat was not credible, but the response was very real. Authorities also revealed that another nearby school reported a similar incident around the same time, raising concerns about coordinated or copycat activity. Swatting, where false reports are made to trigger emergency responses, is a serious crime that can drain critical resources and put lives at risk. Police emphasize that incidents like this are treated with urgency and can lead to significant criminal charges. The lockdown was lifted once the buildings were cleared, allowing students and staff to return to normal activities, and no injuries were reported. Officials are continuing to investigate who may be behind the call, while thanking the school community for their patience and cooperation during what they describe as a highly disruptive but ultimately unfounded incident. And we will be right back after this brief PSA.
When a heart stops, the clock starts. You are the first responder until help arrives. In that moment, 4 minutes equals brain damage. 6 minutes equals too late in an emergency. The first responder is you. We need you. Will you be ready? Learn CPR. Visit heart.org/nation. That's heart.org/nation.
And we're back here at the station. And that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. And I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.